One. There's only one, right? One God, one Savior,
one
truth, one word. We're all supposed to speak the same thing. That's the one we belong to, not one of the 40,000 different flavors out there. You ever think about that?
There's a lot of flavors.
Yeah, there's more than we can count, and we'd be here all day talking about it, but you don't want to belong to any of them because they're not teaching the truth. Come out from among them, touch no unclean things.
Do y'all live like community, like kind of?
No, absolutely. We all travel full time to preach the gospel. We don't take anybody's money, unlike the churches do. We're taking people's money, and they're leading their souls to hell. So what we're out here to do is call people out of the world through the biblical gospel. Christ shed blood, his death, burial, and resurrection. You believe he was fully God, fully man? That's why we got to cover that.
Sure.
And then repentance, you got to turn from your ways to his ways. Lay down your life and lose it for him. And then if you do that, you're going to be born again. You amen on that too?
Yeah.
All right. Well, a lot of people don't know that. I didn't know it till I was 39. So if you're truly a child of God and you have the Holy Spirit within you, what happens? Your whole life changes, right? From the old to the new? It should. You're right. It should. And then, so how do we love Jesus? We keep his commands. So if we're truly a child of God and we're born of the Holy Spirit, well, what's in there that's good? There's some food or something, but it's a whole waste of time, isn't it? And you're lusting after the things of the world.
You know what? Yeah, that's real.
You know, the Bible says friendship with the world makes you an enemy of God. You know that means fondness. You don't even want to be fond of this world. So if you're truly a child of God, you're going to come out. You're not going to look like it, act like it. You're going to be separate from it. You're not going to be associating with the people that you did. You got some work to do. I'd love to help you. You got to go
deeper.
Well,
let me take this into consideration because we're on the timeline now.
Yep. You got to go deeper, ma'am.
We're part of the Christian faith, but I get it. More and more each day, I'm starting to see anomalies that make me feel.
Keep going further because you don't even know if you're going to get tomorrow. We'd be happy to help you. Send us an email.
Yes, ma'am.